Hey, this is Dan with a Comic Book Pit audio boo. This is number 14, The New 52, Week 1. So as I announced a few weeks ago on one of the full-length shows, I've made the decision to get all the New 52 first issues, which was kind of a daunting task for me. It's not something I would normally do, but I was pretty excited about this relaunch / soft reboot, whatever they're calling it. So I just wanted to give my first impressions on the books that I picked up yesterday. Action Comics, Grant Morrison, Rags Morales, I think a lot of people were looking forward to this. The story for me was interesting, the art was not. I normally enjoy Rags Morales, but I think whoever is inking the book is not doing it any favors. Animal Man, this is the first DC book, New 52, that I'm going to be coming back for the second issue of. Jeff Lemire and Travel Foreman, really interesting story, kind of creepy. Could almost be somewhat Vertigo-ish, from the middle to the end. It's very dark. The only thing that was kind of a roadblock for me was as soon as you open the cover, the very first page is a text piece, which is a fake magazine interview with Buddy Baker. So that was a little off-putting to, as soon as you open the book, you have to start reading this full-page text piece. But the story quickly redeemed itself after that. Batgirl, Gail Simone, good story, really interesting. It took me by surprise because it incorporated the new Barbara Gordon with events that took place in The Killing Joke with, I guess, quote-unquote, the old Barbara Gordon. So I wasn't expecting that, so that was pretty interesting to me. So I'll definitely be coming back for the second issue of that. Batman and Detective Comics, you have Tony Daniel on writing and art, which I don't think is working for me. To this day, I still don't know how Tony Daniel landed a writing gig with DC, and especially writing Batman. And I would hope he would just stick to one or the other. I would prefer art because I think his writing is pretty weak and kind of contrived and cliche. But that being said, his art wasn't the greatest, so I'm not going to come back for this. Although some of the Joker stuff was pretty disturbing and slightly interesting. Batwing, I'm still not sure how they decided that Batman in Africa was would be a viable story idea. Of all the different Batmen they could have picked, they went with the Batman in Africa. Interesting, but I don't know if it's going to work, and I don't know how Judd Winnick is qualified to write about all the strife and horrible situations going on in Africa. I mean, you can do research, you can interview people, but it just seems like a very specific thing to write about, a very personal thing to write about, and I'm not sure if that's a proper foundation for a comic book. Green Arrow, J.T. Krull writing, Dan Jurgens and George Perez on art. Story, not very interesting. Art, even less so. Dan Jurgens and George Perez, George Perez is just doing the inking, so Dan Jurgens' pencils, just not dynamic enough, I think, for a contemporary superhero comic. Dan Jurgens, he's technically proficient, he knows his anatomy, he can lay out a page, but his work is just not exciting to look at, and I just don't think it's working for this, in this new regime. Hawk and Dove was exactly what I thought it was going to be. I knew it was Rob Liefeld coming in, and it didn't disappoint, I guess. I mean, it was pretty garbagey looking. This is another one that I don't know how it's going to keep going. If it does, great. More power to Rob and Sterling Gates, who's writing it. But I don't see it happening. So those were my first impressions on the DC New 52. This is Dang, and I'll see you next time.